This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are pushing ahead on Sunday to impeach President Donald Trump. They say he should be held accountable after mayhem at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday. That's when a mob of Trump supporters stormed the center of the American government, pushing past police, breaking windows and doors, ransacking the building, and more. This was only after listening to the president speak at a rally Wednesday morning, where he urged protesters to head to the Capitol and made excuses for the attacks via his Twitter feed. Police are also trying to determine how one policeman was killed, possibly hit with a fire extinguisher in a melee with Trump supporters. No one has been arrested in his death. No final decision has been made, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could introduce an impeachment resolution on Monday, accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. Meanwhile, a second Republican U.S. senator called for President Trump to resign on Sunday. Senator Pat Toomey said the president could face criminal liability after the deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. Lisa Murkowski on Friday became the first Republican U.S. senator to say President Trump should resign immediately, and Republican Senator Ben Sasse said he would definitely consider impeachment. Kazakhstan's ruling party was set to sweep Sunday's parliamentary election. No major opposition groups ran in the vote, and small street protests were rapidly quelled by police. The country's 80-year-old ex-president, Nursultan Nazarbayev, who stepped down in 2019, remains hugely influential as chairman of the National Security Council and leader of the Nur Otan party. Nur Otan won almost 72% of Sunday's vote. This is VOA News. Africa passed the milestone of 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 Sunday, including more than 72,000 deaths. That's according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. South Africa is battling a resurgence of the disease, driven by a variant of the virus that is more contagious and spreading quickly. South Africa accounts for more than 30% of the continent's total, with more than 1.2 million reported cases, including over 32,800 deaths. The high proportion of cases in South Africa could be because the country carries out more tests than many other African countries. Many hospitals are reaching capacity, yet the numbers of those infected are expected to continue rising, according to health experts. South Africa's president will meet with his cabinet this week to consider if further restrictions should be taken to slow the spread of the disease while balancing the need to encourage economic growth. A new coronavirus variant has been detected in four travelers from Brazil, that according to Japan's health ministry on Sunday, and it's the latest instance the pandemic virus continues to evolve. A ministry official said studies were underway into the efficacy of vaccines against the new variant, which does differ from the highly infectious variants that were first found in Britain and South Africa that have also driven a surge in cases. Ethiopia's military said on Sunday it had killed 15 members of the Tigray region's former ruling party and captured eight others. That's according to state-run television. Citing a brigadier general from Ethiopia's National Defense Force, the state-run Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation said that those captured included the region's former president, Abe Weldu. State-run television said those killed included the region's former deputy police commissioner. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government declared victory in its conflict with the Tigray People's Liberation Front, a political party that previously governed the province, on November 28th, after nearly a month of fighting. Fugitive leaders of the TPLF have vowed to continue to fight from the mountains, but Reuters has been unable to contact them for weeks. Three Sri Lankan nationals are facing charges in the U.S. for supporting an Islamic State cell. That cell was responsible for the 2019 Easter attacks in Sri Lanka that killed 268 people, including five U.S. citizens. The three men were affiliated with a militant group in Sri Lanka that supported the terror group, also known as ISIS. Read the full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.